Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we have a lot to talk about. Apparently, there's something called the Christmas coronary. We don't talk a lot about heart disease because everything's all about COVID. All you're hearing about is COVID, 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 COVID. And, you know, meanwhile, we medical professionals are kind of dealing with people that have tons of other stuff. You know, I mean, I'm having people call me with double vision. I'm having people call me with stroke-like symptoms, chest pain. And, I want to keep you out of the hospital because the hospitals are full. So I thought I should take a few seconds to kind of tell you guys and remind you guys about the gravity of the situation. And I know people are sick of the hype. I know people are sick of hearing about COVID. I know people are very frustrated with what happened with the election and how much COVID played and, you know, if COVID was released by China on purpose. And I just have to talk about the here and now. All right. And the here and now is the hospitals are full. Right? The hospitals are beyond full. They're doing overflow. Not your fault. Not small business owners' fault. Right? That's poor planning by government officials. I mean, there is no way that California, who has a population of 40 million people, 75,000 hospital beds is enough. That's just not enough. Same thing with my neck of the woods. 6,600 hospital beds for 3 million people. Doesn't work in a pandemic, doesn't work during a flu season, doesn't work during a pneumonia season, doesn't work during a natural disaster, it just doesn't work. Alright, you know, but I get there's a lot of politics to building a hospital and keeping a hospital staffed and all that, easier said than done, but we basically got caught with our pants down. The problem is a bunch of us are kind of going to avoid airplanes and we're going to get on the roads. I'm going to get on the road, I'm going to get out of Dodge. I mean, California is locked down, so people from California are coming to Nevada, so I'm going to leave Nevada, because, I mean, you know, we're kind of on a pretty lockdown also, and I want the family to get some, you know, get some hiking in, so, you know, we're going to go to Sedona, we're going to try to get some hiking in, this way we could social distance, this way we could still be away from others, but, you know, we could still get some nature, and we could still try to spend the holidays, you know, as a family. And, I just worry about the roads. I worry about people getting into accidents. I worry about people in their heart. We're going to talk about the Christmas coronary. I worry about people having neglected themselves all year long. And I've seen you guys neglect yourselves. I mean, I'm having women that shouldn't be in menopause that have been bleeding for about 6 months. Okay, if you are in menopause and all of a sudden you start to bleed again, okay, that's not good. Somebody's got to kind of look under the hood. Do an ultrasound, check the uterus. I'm seeing guys who have been on Nexium or Protonix or Prilosec or acid reducers, PPIs, for 10 months now. Yeah, my doctor gave me a prescription, and so I've been getting it online, and they're kind of expensive, so can you write me a prescription again? Well, how long have you been on them for? 10 months. All right, and what color is your stool? Oh, it's black. Black stool? If you guys are pooping black stool, That's not a good sign. That means you possibly have an ulcer, you possibly have a bleed. So, and I don't want to worry you guys and freak you guys out, but I really want to put some things into perspective. If the next few months the hospitals are going to be overwhelmed, you guys need to keep out of the hospital. Now, when a doctor says to keep out of the hospital, a lot of people are thinking, oh, okay, well then fine. That means if I'm sick, let me just stay home, you know, and pop a Tylenol and an Ambien. No, that's not what it means. When I'm telling you to stay the hell out of the hospital, it means that I want you to make sure you get your poop together when it comes to your health. If you haven't seen a doctor or have had your blood pressure checked in a while, can you get that done? Can you get that in order? if you're a diabetic and you've been stretching out your medicine and stretching out your test strips, and I get it, I get it, it's hard times, you got to get your diabetes checked. Now, I know this isn't the best week because the average doctor is like, I'm out, I'm bouncing. But I've been telling you this whole time there are other medical issues besides COVID. I can't count them all for you, but I would probably venture to say 500,000 other things out there besides COVID. And so I don't want you guys ending up in the hospital because you didn't plan ahead. So how do you plan ahead? Well, number one is, can you make sure you're eating healthy? Okay? I mean, can you try to get off the fast food diet? I know everybody's Uber eating and everybody's Door Dashing, and I get they're providing a great service, but if you do Uber Eats or Door Dash, can you make sure you're getting some sort of vegetables in there? Okay? I want you guys to cut your carbs. Not completely, but sugar is never really good when it comes to fighting illness. I want to make sure you guys are getting sleep. One of you had asked me, how do you up your immune system before you get the vaccine? We're going to talk about that. Can you make sure you're getting some sleep? Can you try and avoid alcohol? Can you try to avoid smoking? I don't know what marijuana does to your immune system, but if you smoke a crap load of it, I'd probably say cut back on that too. And then the stress. You know, I mean, if you could do some things that are non-stressful, get a funny movie. I mean, you know, the Christmas movies are always kind of feel-good movies. Maybe watch some of those. I don't know. Get some music. Meditate. Walk. You know, lavender baths. We'll talk about that, too. But, you know, you got to really cut the stress. You know, a lot of you got out of having to spend time with the in-laws. Okay, that's a positive. So enjoy it and you know, turn, make that, you know, glasses half full, half empty, say it's half full. But if the hospitals are overwhelmed, don't be driving like a bat out of hell. Don't be doing careless sort of activities. Don't think that there's going to be a doctor or a nurse or a medical professional sitting there ready for you with open arms if you have a medical issue. All right? I heard one of my family members went to the hospital a few days ago. Hospital was full with COVID. They kicked that person out rather than keeping them overnight. They should have kept the person overnight. They couldn't. So when we kind of look at the death rate, and I've spoken about this, whether they're true COVID deaths or maybe mixed in with flu and pneumonia, nobody's talking about what the hell is happening at people's houses. You know, we hear all the time, yeah, you know, somebody was dead on scene or somebody was unconscious at their house. And, you know, I'd like to know what the statistics are of people being unfortunately found at their homes. Because they didn't get to go into a medical facility. They were afraid to, or there was no room. So try to stay in the hospital, people. 1-877-DOC-TALLY.
This report is sponsored by Adaptive Biotechnologies. If you have blood cancer, get to know your MRD status. MRD, or minimal residual disease, refers to the small number of cancer cells that can stay in the body during and after treatment. Often, these cells are present at such low levels they do not cause physical signs or symptoms, but may be a sign that the cancer is returning. ClonoSeq is an FDA-cleared test used to detect MRD in bone marrow from patients with multiple myeloma or B-cell acute lymphoblastic leukemia and blood or bone marrow from patients with chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Testing is ordered by your doctor and performed by a licensed lab. ClonoSeq can detect very low levels of MRD, one cancer cell among a million cells, provided sufficient sample input, so you and your doctor can be confident in your MRD status and act quickly if the cancer returns. If you have blood cancer, ask your doctor if ClonoSeq MRD testing is right for you. To find a specialist, visit ClonoSeq.com. ClonoSeq is available by prescription use only. For more important information about the FDA-cleared uses of ClonoSeq, including sample types and test limitations, visit ClonoSeq.com/technical-summary.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bells will be ringing.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys have questions. They're fantastic questions, and I'm going to try to answer them. Any I can't answer, I'm going to try to get the answer for you because that's kind of what we doctors do. We don't pretend like we know everything. And I know you all think I'm an encyclopedia. I'm not an encyclopedia, obviously. So, but, you know, I'll do my research. So, first, there's been a lot of, talk about some side effects. People have been posting on social media that they saw somebody after them have a side effect, before them have a side effect to the vaccines. And, you know, our country has listed 6 severe allergic reactions, anaphylaxis, where they've needed epinephrine, where the person got lightheaded, heart rate dropped or heart rate went up, started to have trouble breathing, and so they needed epinephrine or they needed steroids and they needed Benadryl and they needed observation. So thus far, we've only been told that we've had 6 throughout the United States. True, many people have seen on social media that there's been other people saying, but I felt lightheaded, or I felt dizzy, or I felt bad, or they kept me and they watched me and they, an allergic reaction versus anaphylaxis, we've kind of talked about. There's some fine lines between. And so it started to prompt a lot of people going, now, wait a second here. All right. Can I take something prior to getting to the shot? Can I take some prednisone prior to taking the shot? Or should I take some Benadryl? Or should I? You need to be very, very careful with starting to self-medicate prior to taking the vaccine. Because, again, we want this vaccine to work. And the vaccine was only tested in a certain population that didn't necessarily pre-medicate. I'm sure there were some people on a crap load of medications who were in the trial, but once you start to suppress your immune system so you don't get a reaction, you could unfortunately interfere with the efficacy of the vaccine. There's been a lot of discussions with NSAIDs, Motrin, Aleve, naproxen, ibuprofen. There's also been some discussion with like Tylenol and how using those with vaccines might not allow the most the most ideal immune response. So we need to be very careful when we start to mix and add medications to the soup when we're trying to deal with the vaccine. That being said, I guess there's a lot of people concerned that they're going to be the one that has the allergic reaction to the vaccine. I mean, I'm very allergic to sulfa. I never thought I was. I've had drug reactions where when I gave birth to Brock, they gave me Enapsine, and because I was throwing up. So they gave me Enapsine, and I got so weak I could barely move my arms for 2 days. So I couldn't hold him or even breastfeed him for the first 2 days. And so I don't do well with medicines being injected into me or whatever. However, I'm still going to get the vaccine. I still feel confident that I'm not going to react to this particular vaccine. Now, that being said, I'm also going to make sure that I'm in a facility that if I do react, they have epinephrine, they have oxygen, they have steroids. The CDC has changed their guidelines saying, look, after somebody gets a vaccine, they need to sit and wait 15 minutes. If they've ever had an allergic reaction, a severe allergic reaction to anything, they've got to sit for 30 minutes. Now, the CDC, this is very welcomed advice. And I told you guys, every time we gave, a vaccine or whatever, or not even a vaccine, even a medication or anything, we watch you. We always watch you to make sure there's no reaction. And thank God we didn't have anybody with a reaction, but you always watch because it's the person that you don't think that's going to faint or the person you don't think that's going to seize or have some sort of reaction is the one that does. It's usually the big burly guys, these big tough dudes. We'll draw blood on them, and I start to just have everybody lie down when they drew blood because I was so sick of these guys fainting. And it doesn't mean they're, less macho. It's just, there's these vasovagal responses that people get. You saw that woman faint when she was getting her COVID vaccine. It wasn't an allergic reaction to the COVID vaccine. It was a vasovagal response. Something either it was the prick from the injection or it was just the stress of, oh my gosh, I'm on TV and I'm getting this done, and she just start to faint. So is there anything you could do to prevent an allergic reaction or an anaphylaxis? At this point, I would recommend just be very, very honest and open about any allergy you've had or any sort of reaction you've had. And if there's somebody in the middle of a parking lot saying, hi, we're going to give you vaccines here, you might want to get the one that's done at a medical center, okay? Now, mind you, this CDC recommendation of waiting, 15 minutes or 30 minutes with a severe reaction, the reason why they came out with that is because the average person who reacted within 10 minutes, and so we want to be safe, we want to make sure we have a buffer. It will possibly complicate things for the rollout with pharmacies because, we can't have everybody storm a hospital to get their vaccine. We need people to be able to go to the nearby pharmacy and get their vaccine. So if we do have to have epinephrine and we do have to have emergency measures on standby in case somebody is allergic, we're going to want to probably identify those people sooner so we have them go to a medical center for their shots. Or we're going to have to make sure that all facilities giving out the vaccine are staffed, at least have maybe a paramedic nearby just in case. So it does start to kind of, you know, we do need to have some honest numbers. Right now we're being told there's only 6 in the United States. We're being told there's been a lot more quote-unquote reactions. Still nothing to the degree where we need to stop the vaccine. We could still move forward. Now, there's been a lot of discussions, and you guys have to be careful with scams. There's been some products being pushed saying we will maximize your immunity to the COVID vaccine. So before you take the COVID vaccine, you need to take all this crap. Be very, very careful with that. Okay? All right? You know, right now, like I said, you need to be very careful with mixing any other stuff, you know, before you get this injection. Okay? You know, the Moderna vaccine is 94.5% effective. The Pfizer vaccine is 95% effective based on their population base. And their population base of tens of thousands of people weren't necessarily taking all these new products. So you got to kind of keep that in mind. That being said, you know, should you get a vaccine when you have a fever of 105? No. Should you get a vaccine when you've been completely run down and you haven't been taking care of yourself? I would rather you take care of yourself and boost your immunity that way. So anybody with current COVID, you know, if you're having a high fever, they're probably not going to be giving you the vaccine. If you've recovered from COVID, yeah, you can get the vaccine if you've recovered. If you've been treated with a monoclonal antibody, like Regeneron or Eli Lilly's medication, then they're probably going to wait 30 days because, again, we don't know about the mixture. It wasn't tested. But if you want to induce or maximize your immunity to the COVID vaccine, make sure you guys are eating well, all right? You know, make sure you're getting your vegetables in. Make sure you're, you know, getting good sleep. 7 to 9 hours a night of sleep. I know. The dog woke me up at 1:47 last night. Dog wants to jump on the bed because she can't get on the bed going the other step. She likes to come where mine is. Barely, I have the more cushy sort of covers, so she likes being on, you know, my side of the bed, even though it's the same bed. And so she always wakes me up. She wakes me up. I was up for like 2-3 hours last night. So it has to be 7 to 9 hours of non-interrupted sleep. It's got to be good sleep. If you, you know, eat like crap, quit eating like crap. If you have a very, very stressful work sort of situation, if you can kind of decrease the stress. So after the shot, you know, and you guys are going to get the shot soon, okay? It looks like a lot of my baby doctors got their shots. Thank God the medical students have been able to get the shot. So it looks like, you know, healthcare workers, they're hopefully almost done. Well, not almost done. We still need more vaccines. But it looks like, you know, they're already starting to, a lot of the hospitals are already starting to get, hopefully, you know, I hope they also get admin and custodial staff and everybody within the hospital setting. Pretty soon it's going to translate to, you know, the rest of the population. So what should you do before? Okay, beforehand, like I said, get your poop together. If you're a heavy smoker, try to cut back on the smokes. If you're a heavy drinker, try to cut back on the alcohol. You know, if you're heavy into weed, if you're heavy into drugs, you know, you might want to do less things that hurt your immune system. If you don't exercise, start getting some exercise. If you don't have good levels of vitamin D because you've been home watching Netflix for 10 months, you know, get your vitamin D level checked. Maybe start supplementing or getting outside a little bit. Again, protect the skin from skin cancer, but, you know, I want to make sure you guys are getting some vitamin D. Staying indoors is not good. You got to get some fresh air. You got to get outdoors. You got to exercise, you know, and you know, you got to kind of enjoy life. Other than that, these vaccines, I mean, you know, they know that the average person eats like crap. So, you know, we do expect them to still work. But be very careful buying products to maximize your immunity. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention. Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Nashville Mayor John Cooper says it looks like a bomb went off.
It's a whole lot of broken glass. And trees, insulation has been blown up into the trees. From the street, you can't tell a lot of structural damage, but there is a whole lot of broken glass. And then there's some broken water mains, which adds to the drama of the picture.
Three people were taken to the hospital after an explosion in downtown Nashville rocked the area. Curfews, quarantines, and even border crossings are complicating Christmas celebrations across the world for countless people, but it's not letting people deter them from celebrating Christmas. Millions of children opening presents from Santa today. The story of Santa stretches all the way back to the 3rd century. Christmas also one of the most significant holidays in Western Christianity as it commemorates the birth of Jesus. You're listening to USA Radio News. On Christmas Eve, lawmakers in the House blocked attempts to alter a $2.3 trillion COVID-19 relief and government spending package. The move leaves the bill's status in doubt after President Trump demanded extensive changes to the legislation, including an increase in stimulus checks for Americans from $600 to $2,000. The president also not happy with other spending in the bill. Republican Congressman from Texas, Chip Roy, agrees.
The president's right to call BS on this ridiculous bill. Both parties are at fault. The only thing that I would say is it's classic Democrat procedure to say, okay, let's just throw another $2,000 on top of it this week. Let's just go vote instead of going back and fixing the bill.
Democrats John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock have raised more than $100 million each in the past 2 months as they get ready for the January 5th Senate runoffs in Georgia. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. I was trying to get the Trump audio for you. President Trump is going to be definitely full of surprises over the next month. And, I mean, understandably so. You know, he felt like he won the election and he felt like the fraud that happened, you know, with dead people voting and people not getting mail-in ballots when they were promised them and, you know, all the, you know, quote-unquote shenanigans that have been been, I guess, justified and on in affidavits. He felt like, you know, he was supposed to still be president. He's getting booted out of the White House, not by his own fault. So he's not very, very happy. And also, President Trump is not going to change, you know, his mannerisms. If he thinks something is complete BS, he's going to say. So when we all heard that the stimulus checks that were given out were $600, and we all were doing the math and we were kind of counting what the average power bill is, what the average Wi-Fi bill is, what the average streaming bill is, what the average cell phone bill is, what the average water bill is, what the average food is, you know, if for those people still paying rent, that $600 doesn't do jack diddly squat. So if anybody's going to call people out on it, it's going to be President Trump. So Trump said no. This bill, actually he had some choice words for the bill. It's like 5,539 pages. And he threatened to veto it unless the coronavirus relief package raises the direct payments from $600 to $2,000. And so he released a video on Twitter. Let me see if I have any audio from that. I apologize here. Let me see here. Hold on. Okay, so yeah, so he thinks it's a disgrace. Yeah, and I mean, he's going to tell us like it is. I mean, if he thinks $600 is not, you know, adequate, if he thinks having legislation within this bill addressing the Dalai Lama, and respectfully, I mean, if there are issues in terms of the next Dalai Lama, I think that's, you know, important. I just don't think it has to be in a coronavirus package. I guess issues with horse racing and illegal streaming, and there was so this is the problem with politicians. They think that they only get one chance at doing something, so they're going to put everything into a bill that nobody reads. Even Democrats were complaining. I think AOC was upset that they only got 2 hours to look at a 5,500 page bill. I don't know if you guys, you know, have ever tried to read a bill. I tried to read the Affordable Care Act. Anybody who says I read the whole Affordable Care Act, unless they are a law professor, you can't understand it. And even so, unless you have all the different briefs and pieces of legislation and documents that it alludes to, then you didn't read the act. You didn't read the bill. I mean, I went through all 2,200 pages of the ACA. I cannot tell you guys that I read the whole thing, because every time it alluded to something else that was in the Library of Congress or whatever, I'm not going there and finding it. They're designed, these bills are designed on purpose so that rarely anybody reads it. So you have the aides that read it and they make sure, okay, well, you know, is this okay? Is this okay? Is this all right? Is this, you know, but I mean, do they actually really, you know, read every single word and do the cross-checking? I hope they do. That's what we're paying them for. But, I mean, honestly, if I ever, you know, got into office, and if I was ever president, not that I would have that sort of power, I would tell everybody to make bills that the average public can read and understand, have them no bigger than one page, make sure that anybody who is about to vote on it has read what's in it. But, I mean, you know, I'm for a coronavirus relief package because you have people that are hurting. You know, when you have a government so oppressive that's forcing people to not work, I mean, then you're going to have to make sure they could still eat. I can't stand being in this position where we need government handouts. But, you know, you can't spank somebody and then not, you know, help them out. You can't knock somebody down and not, you know, give them a hand to lift them back up. So I am for a coronavirus relief package. What I'm not for is hearing that it was politics as usual and people stuck stupid stuff. Well, I don't want to say stupid stuff, but they stuck stuff in there that had nothing to do, irrelevant to COVID, in this bill. And then nobody read it. So what the hell got passed? So, you know, is President Trump a bad guy for saying, no, I'm not going to pass this unless you, you know, up the stimulus checks, or is he a hero? You know, what I think President Trump really wanted to say is, I'm not going to allow a bill that nobody read and nobody understands what the hell is in it. The problem is he might not be president for much longer. So if he is going to, you know, want to do some heroics and, you know, want to shame, you know, the politicians that screwed him over, then he's going to make a move like this saying, guys, $2,000 payments, that nothing moves forward without that. So Nancy Pelosi was not really happy. She wrote in a letter to her Democratic colleagues, quote, just when you think you've seen it all. She said the president said that he would possibly veto the bicameral agreement negotiated between Republicans and Democrats. She continued, he said he would do so unless the economic impact payments were increased to $2,000. Pelosi said Republicans in the White House never informed Democrats the highest number Trump was willing to go in signing another round of coronavirus relief, claiming at times that the GOP asked for checks to be only $500. Who knows if that's true? If the president truly wants to join us in the $2,000 payments, he should call upon Leader McCarthy to agree to our unanimous consent request, according to Pelosi. So Trump, from what we understand, is going to his Mar-a-Lago resort later tonight for Christmas. And from what I understand, he still works wherever he goes. I don't really see him, you know, do what some other presidents have done where, you know, they seem to be all on vacation or going home and you can't reach him. He was quiet post-election and not easy to face, you know, a country when, you know, you don't know if they really voted for you or not. But, you know, do I agree? My problem is we have a absolute mess right now. $2,000 would be nice. But we're just either printing money or we're just giving money out. Rand Paul had made a speech the other day saying, you know, where does it stop? Do we do 20,000, 30,000, 40,000? You know, the numbers are arbitrary. Once you're printing the money, then once you're saying you're coming up with, you know, trillions of dollars of packages, you know, where I stand is if we are going to be printing money, putting us at risk of inflation, possibly bottoming out the economy, I want the American people getting the money. I don't want politicians getting the money. By the way, has anybody even suggested that any of the Congress people get a pay cut? Has anybody suggested that yet? I mean, we know the president doesn't take a salary. Have any of the Congress people said, look, you know, we're making our salaries. We're going on vacation. They're going on Christmas break now. And I know that doesn't do a lot to it, but I mean, is anybody talking about how we're going to save money? How we're going to maybe do less spending? How we're not going to be using the taxpayer's dollar to go and play golf or to go and, use government airplanes? So we're, you know, all this money being printed to pay for this. I don't know where else the money is coming from. I would really rather see it go to people who need it. I mean, this isn't about buying Christmas presents because Christmas is already here. It's about making sure people can eat, making sure people can, you know, stay afloat while they're waiting for the government to take their foot off the back of their necks. And I don't know what the answer is. You know, I really would have liked to see something out of Congress saying, you know, look, let's, you know, let people work. Let's let people open up their restaurants during Christmas time. Let's let people, you know, open up their stores. But obviously, you know, hospitals are overwhelmed, not any fault of the business owner. So, you know, the $2,000 I'll support, but, you know, the checks, still not enough. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I have no friends to wish me greetings. Once again, what will be singing?
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we knew this was going to happen. Okay? Somebody didn't get one shot or didn't get two shots or three shots. They got four shots at once. Right? And it happened to an Israeli pharmacist. Now, being half Israeli myself, Israelis don't really do well when somebody screws up like that. Apparently, he's been pretty nice, and he's been pretty cool about it. What's his name here? Hold on a second. It's a pharmacist in Israel, was accidentally injected with four doses of the COVID Pfizer vaccine by accident. His name is Uday Azizi. He says, I have no problem with, again, getting four doses. He said, let's be optimistic about the vaccine, the entire situation, and the new year, maybe. Yeah, Israelis are tough, you know. They're not going to boo-hoo, cry about it. They're going to move on. But, you know, I am sure there was some choice words I can't say on air because if, you know, we translated them, it would still probably be an SEC violation. But Azizi reportedly said he was experiencing some mild side effects from the injection, some localized pain, redness after the injection site. But that's kind of what, you know, the average, I guess, experience is with the vaccine. And he's planning on getting his second vaccine 21 days later. So how the hell did somebody get four shots in the arm at once? Well, they think what might have happened was during the dilution, there might have been some mistake where apparently they said that based on the number of doses contained in the vial, after dilution, each vial is supposed to contain like five doses, although we've heard that some of them might actually contain six or seven, depending on how exact you are, you know, in terms of aspirating the amount. And so there's a chance that in his 0.3 milliliter dose, that there was more than, well, so he got the 0.3 milliliters. It's not that he got like the 1.2. By the way, alright, I think the vaccines are different. I think the Moderna vaccine is a 0.5 milliliter shot, very similar to the flu shot. The Pfizer vaccine is a 0.3 milliliter, and it does need to be pre-diluted. So I don't believe we're having shots that are in the pre-filled syringes. There has to be a dilution, because remember, these vaccines have been shipped, they've been kept super cold, there's a blockchain, as we talked about with IBM the other day, and so then there has to be a dilution done, and then after the dilution's done, yeah, I mean, we used to always, with our medications, do the dilutions ourselves. Then a lot of us doctors and medical professionals got spoiled because you could just take the shot there and it was already pre-syringed and all that because they wanted to get rid of human error. So the next question I get, and I don't know why I'm not having, I think part of my breakfast keeps wanting to come out. You know, if you had to listen to me, you wouldn't want to stay in the body either. Anyway, The next question is how do I know I got the shot correctly? So after that video emerged of a nurse or a tech injecting somebody without the plunger moving. In fact, the plunger looked like it was already plunged. People are asking, how do they know that, you know, the needle was in the guy? I don't know if it was a physician. The plunger didn't move. How do you know if you got the vaccine or not? Now, I want to tell you right now. I mean, I've worked with techs. I've worked with RNs, LPNs, MAs, nurse practitioners. I'm a huge fan. In fact, you know, I've seen them do much better work than, you know, physicians when it comes to, you know, all this sort of, you know, hands-on, you know, in the trenches sort of work. But I have seen and witnessed some real, like, what the hell is going on here? You know, in fact, you know, in my office, I eventually started to do a lot of the vaccines myself, especially with the children and stuff like that, because, again, I would notice that some people were quote-unquote trained, but maybe they froze, or maybe they got stage fright. You know, people always say, well, you know, you as a doctor, you can't hover and watch what they do. But, yeah, if I think they're going to do it wrong, forget it. I'll just do it. So, yeah, people make mistakes. I've seen doctors make mistakes. I mean, we all make mistakes. So I'm not sure what happened with that guy who was, you know, getting the vaccine. What I think happened, to be honest, and maybe it's been clarified and we haven't heard, is my guess is he got the vaccine already. But he wanted to be in front of the camera showing, you know, instilling confidence. So he didn't get two shots. They, you know, used a needle to show that he got one, but he didn't get two shots. You know, but the news outlet said that the hospital said, oh, we're going to give him his shot again, you know, because it wasn't done right. So how do you know if your shot experience was done right? Well, I've told you guys this when we talked about medication errors. medication errors happen in the medical, you know, arena. Number one is ask to look. You know, when we were having issues a few years back, and I don't know why we were having these issues, but there were people, I guess, using unsterile, you know, equipment and unsterile needles, and I don't know what the hell was going on in the medical community. So we had to talk about this years ago on air, and I said, you know what? Ask. Ask what they're about to inject into you. Take a look. Okay? Just like if you think you know, somebody might make a mistake, Pfizer or Moderna, my guess is what they're going to do is Pfizer will be at one location, Moderna at another, because, again, we're not supposed to mix the two. Not that there's a reaction. It's just in order for the vaccine to work, it's got to kind of be the same one. So I don't think it's going to be where, you know, you're going to accidentally get the wrong one. But take a look at it. Take a look at it. Write down the lot number. Look and see that the needle is new. Look and see that they have, if it's the Pfizer vaccine, at least 0.3 milliliters. And by the way, if they use like a if they use like a 1cc syringe, or if they use a smaller syringe, you can tell because it's calibrated. It's they have the lines. It's pretty demarcated and labeled. If you're getting the Moderna vaccine, I believe it's the 0.5. So take a look and see if it's the amount. When they do the injection, you do not have to pull down your pants. So if anybody is asking you to take off your pants, not really necessary. They are going to have to do it in the deltoid muscle. Now, there's been a lot of debate I've been seeing online. People have been going, wait a second, where's the alcohol swab? Where's the, why are they pinching the skin? Why are they, okay, when I give a deltoid vaccine, now, mind you, there's different techniques, but I don't just randomly stick it in. I like to grab it because some of us have some extra fat and stuff. So I like to grab it and know I got a piece of the meat, okay, the muscle. When I got that piece of the meat, first, I make sure it's clean. With the alcohol, by the way, whenever you're cleaned with alcohol, it's not supposed to still be wet. The alcohol has to dry. So if your alcohol is wet and then somebody's about to draw blood or somebody about to inject, tell them to wait till the alcohol dries. Now, don't wait 2 hours because you're going to get dirty again, but the alcohol usually has to dry for it to be the most, you know, sterile, as sterile as it can be. Then, after they use the alcohol, they're going to grab, by the way, they should be gloved. If you're allergic to latex, let them know, but usually they have nitrile or some other sort of gloves. They'll grab the deltoid muscle if they need to. If you don't have fat and, you know, you the muscle's obviously there, they might not. They don't need to necessarily pinch the skin. Pinching the skin is a different sort of injection, but if it feels like they're grabbing the meat, that's fine. That's appropriate. Then when they inject, many times you will see them go backwards to make sure they didn't hit a vessel, because we don't want to inject into the vessel. So what we do is we go back a little bit just to make sure we don't see blood flash back up in there. So if you ever see them kind of play around with the plunger, it's not because they don't know what they're doing. They just want to make sure that they're not getting blood in there. They didn't hit a vessel. When they see that it's dry, and you know, then they will plunge it in, remove the needle, and then either they will put some more alcohol and rub it in, or they'll put a Band-Aid and not touch it, and then they're supposed to watch it. You're supposed to be watched for 15 minutes. If you've ever had a major allergic reaction, they'll watch you for about 30. And then you are supposed to be seated. All right. You know, I've seen people in a flu shot clinic where you're standing. They are going to want you seated because just in case you do start to fall. People seated can still faint and fall forward. So hopefully you're in an area where there's room and social distancing and things like that. But, you know, there's not a lot to it. But if at all you don't think it's being done right, you could ask. You know, and you can watch, you know, and you know, watch some of the videos being done. But, you know, most of the people that have been hired to do this, they from what I understand, all of them should know what they're doing. Okay? So you could have faith in that. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.